Kyle Fair in Kyle, Texas. If your name is Kyle, you might want to head down there tomorrow. That's when they try to break the world record for the most same-named people gathered in one town at the same time. We have a Kyle here, reporter Kyle Gassett with Troy Public Radio. Kyle, I've never heard the story of your name.
Well, Scott, I think it may be Scottish or Irish. If you look up the meaning of the name Kyle, the phrase fair and handsome pops up. So, yeah, we
can rub it in, but go ahead. Okay, yes.
Well, you know, this may be the best-looking place in the country with so many Kyles. And Kyle can also be a female name, so bigger the chance of breaking that record.
Kyle, do me a favor. Hold up your phone for a minute. Ready?
Okay.
Hey, Kyle! People come running?
Well, not yet, but I'm going to try that on Sunday. That's when we're going to try to break that Guinness World Record of people with the same name. The last record was set in Bosnia-Herzegovina when they counted Ivans in one place. Now, I spoke with Communication Director Rachel Sonnier here in Kyle, and she says there's a name that we definitely don't want to hear this weekend.
We have a sworn enemy in the Ivans. No, we are hoping that we beat the Ivans that currently hold the record right now with 2,325 Ivans. We're hoping that we get at least 2,326 Kyles.
So what should we know about the town of Kyle?
Well, first, Scott, it's a wonderful name for a city. But second, in addition to bringing in people from all over the world named Kyle, they want more people to know about this town, which is about the same distance between the popular Texas town of Austin and San Antonio. I met Julia Albertson this week, Scott. She owns a Texas pie company in one of the city's oldest buildings. She says the festival is great, but it's not like Kyle, with a population of somewhere around 52,000, is a secret.
Even though we've grown exponentially in the last few years, with it's just seen a growth explosion, it still has a very hometown feel. You still know your neighbors. You still have an opportunity to be yourself.
So, Scott, there are 16 different flavors of pie here. And guess what? If your name is Kyle this week, Scott, you win.
If you come in and prove you have a Kyle driver's license, not Kyle from Kyle, Texas, but a name Kyle, we'll give you a discount on a pie.
A discount? You've come all the way for a discount on a slice of pie, Kyle. Oh, mercy. So what else will you Kyles be doing?
Well, this is the Lone Star State, Scott. So there will be contests for the best margaritas and the best barbecue ribs. And bands will be playing on the festival stage nearly every hour. But there's one thing you have to remember, Scott, is if you're planning on being part of the gathering of Kyles on Sunday at 4 p.m., Sonnier says there are some rules. You have to show a legal ID and variations of Kyle, such as Kylie, Kiel, Kyler, Kyler, Skyler, won't work. Just simple K-Y-L-E.
It has to be their first, and it has to be their legal name. It can't be a nickname, or even if that's what you've gone by all your life, it has to be your first and your legal name.
So, Scott, my question is, when are you changing your name and joining us down here?
You know, we have several Scotts here at NPR, Scott Detrow, Scott Horsley. We are planning a Scott Fest for Scotland, and we're going to say haggis for everybody.
Go for it.
I'm not sure we'll get anyone to come, but Kyle Gassett is with Troy Public Radio. He joined us from Kyle Fair in Kyle, Texas. I've never said Kyle so many times in a sentence. Thank you, Kyle.
Felt good, didn't it? Thank you, Scott.
Felt good, didn't it?